Hello.
Hi, my speaking with Margaret, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Margaret. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Margaret.
Do what? Let me go
hi.
To the other room where I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on a cell phone, so we would like to make this as quick as possible.
Yeah,
and we really
I just
appreciate your time. Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media, an outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
So?
Thank you. Are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote?
A lot older, yeah.
Okay.
And the slope too, yeah.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Okay, definitely. And if you don't mind me saying, asking you, what is your age? You want to make sure that we got everyone.
I'm not going to give you my age.
Okay.
I said I'm over 21 and I'm less than 100.
Okay, no problem. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, it's past this way. It sure ain't helping me out any.
So would you say that you're dissatisfied?
Well, I guess I have to be at my age. I just can't blow everything up. But
okay.
I will be voting.
Okay. But for this question, are you very dissatisfied, or just dissatisfied?
Well, I'm partly satisfied,
okay.
But not all the way.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just say so, okay? Donald Trump.
I've heard of it.
Okay. What's your opinion on a scale of 0 to 100?
I have no opinion.
You have no opinion.
I have no opinion.
Okay, that will be 101. Thank you. And how about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Definitely.
I'm sorry?
I said definitely.
Okay, so what is your opinion from 0 to 100?
100.
They
matter like everybody else.
Thank you. How about critical race theory, or CRT?
Do what now?
Critical race theory. Have you heard of that or no?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Thank you. How about public schools? From 0 to 100.
Do what?
Public schools.
I think public schools are okay, and they should stay mixed because they all need to learn.
Okay,
and they all can learn the same thing.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Now, would that be a 100, which means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, to that institution?
Yes.
Thank you. And how about your local school board?
About my local school board?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I have no idea about them. I think there's some things that's going on I don't approve of, and other things I do.
Okay, so
I just think they need to make them a little bit safer.
Okay. So from 0 to 100, what number would you give me? 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, or a number in between?
I'd say probably 50.
Thank you. And how about Joe Biden, the president?
I think he's okay. I just really don't either one of them to sound with me, as long as I get in and run the country right.
Okay, yeah. On the number between 0 and 100, what number would you give Joe Biden?
I really don't know.
Just speak a number between 0 and 100, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Probably 75.
Thank you. Okay. How about public charter schools? How do you feel about them?
Do what?
Public charter schools. It's like a public school, but it's more advanced, different. How do you feel about that?
It gives more credits to the kids.
It's a little bit, I guess, the way I understand that, I'm not sure myself. But a charter school is different than a regular public school. I guess it opens a little bit more. Okay. How
but
you
I don't
feel
know
about
that much about them.
So how you
I think
feel
probably
about
it? 50. Probably
okay.
50.
Thank you, ma'am. How about public school teachers, the teachers from the public school? How do you feel about them?
I'd say 100% because I go through a lot.
Thank you. How about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
The what?
The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT. How do you
What's
feel about
that? Mean?
Them?
What's that mean?
The American Federation of Teachers. If you don't know, if you don't understand or you don't know.
I don't know,
no.
I've been out of school a lot longer than that would be.
Okay, no problem. I can put something there. Okay, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Repeat that, please.
Okay, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say pretty good.
Okay, thank you. Would that be excellent or good? I don't have pretty good. I just have excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
Good.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse in your neighborhood where you live?
I have no idea. I hadn't been around the school in years.
Okay, not a problem. We have an answer for that. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10 to develop social skills. What number would you give me on that, on public schools?
No, probably a 9.
Thank you. How about understanding the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world? 0 to 10.
You drowned it out.
I'm sorry?
Your voice drowned it out there for a minute.
Okay, I'm sorry. Understanding the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. What number would you give me? 0 to 10.
I think a 10 would be good on that.
Okay, thank you. Grasp the academic basis of reading, writing, and math.
I think reading, writing, math, and science, and health.
Okay, so what number would you give me between 0 to 10? We're talking about the public schools, you know.
A 10.
Okay, thank you. Now, be ready for higher education like college.
Well, I don't think that college is all that necessary. It depends on how much the kids learn in public school and high school.
Okay.
I think if you make it through high school, you do really good sometimes.
Okay, so do you think that public school prepared students for this, to go to college? Do you think that, what number would you give me between 0 and 10, where 0 means that they don't prepare them at all, 10 means that they do a very good job to prepare them, and 5 means that public school prepare them somewhat?
Probably about a 8.
Thank you. Now, how about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market? Do you think you prepare them for that? 0 to 10. What number would you give me?
Prepare them for what?
To compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
10.
10?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Develop critical thinking skills.
About 8.
Thank you.
8.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you say that you stay where you live, spend just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Your voice keeps drowning out on me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Would you say that you stay where you live, you stay, spend just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
I really don't know on that.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No, sir, I have not.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT?
Sir, I can't see, so I can't read any of it.
So you don't know, right, about critical race
theory? I don't know.
Okay, thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12 years of high school, public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
You agree or disagree?
I agree.
And
they ban
strongly,
too much stuff.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Agree all the way.
Strongly. Okay, thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public school? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I really haven't heard anything, but I don't think they should ban anything. This world has been bad now, and if they learn what's going on, they might learn a little bit more about what to do and what not to do.
Okay, I understand. But you have not heard nothing at all? You haven't heard, seen, or read anything?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I don't know on that, because I haven't been around that for a while, so I don't know.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be available to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with that statement or no?
I think the teachers should be able to teach them what they want to, what they need to learn, like reading, writing, arithmetic, and history, and geography, and science.
Okay, but the question is that what they're saying here is that the teachers are the professionals, and they can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents, in other words, the kids' parents, they shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with that statement or no?
The parents don't need to dictate nothing to the school. The school should be able to teach the kids what they need to learn.
Okay, so you disagree with that statement?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Shouldn't be able, I'm sorry. You agree with that statement. It says that they shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. The
that's
teachers
right.
should be able
that's
to
right.
do it. Okay, okay. Strongly agree or somewhat
said.
Agree?
I agree 100% that teachers should have the right.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I think what is in the history books should be allowed, because that teaches them a lot about all the stuff that went on, and that gives them a right to be able to say they don't like what happened, which most people don't.
Okay.
That way they've got their choice to make the decision for themselves instead of what everybody's teaching them otherwise. If they learn it at school, it's in the history books, it should be taught.
Okay, so you agree, right?
That the kids should be taught that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you support that or do you oppose that?
I think they should leave all the books that have been published. As long as they've been there all this time, they should leave it alone.
Okay.
That way people learn their things they need to learn. And they know the right or wrong from it.
Okay, so you oppose that. So somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Somewhat? Do you somewhat oppose it or do you strongly oppose that, removing the books?
I strongly oppose them not removing the books.
Okay, thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession. This is what they're saying. They want to raise the standards, including proper certification and licensing requirements. Do you support that or do you oppose that?
Explain what you're saying.
Okay. They want to raise the standards to become a teacher. They want to make it tougher. For a tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support that or do you oppose that?
I think they should leave everything alone the way it is as long as the teachers teach us what they're supposed to teach.
Okay, so you oppose that. Somewhat opposed or you strongly oppose that?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Increasing teacher pay. Do you support that or do you oppose that?
I support it because a lot of teachers don't get paid enough to put up with what they have to in the school.
Okay.
I know I was a brat, so I know what my teacher deserves better than what she got.
Okay. And do you strongly support or do you somewhat support? Do you strongly support the increase in teacher pay or somewhat support?
I somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Do you support that or do you oppose that?
I didn't hear everything you said. It cut out.
Okay. Adding armed security. They want to put security with guns in the school from kindergarten to 12th grade. Do you support that in the public schools? Do you support that or do you oppose
that? I thought they were going to put the other things in there to make sure they didn't have guns on them.
Well, this is what they're proposing now. They want to put armed security guards to patrol all the kindergarten, grade schools, public schools.
I think they should have some kind of protection. I don't care if they're in kindergarten or high school. There's so much going on nowadays with guns, I think they have somebody there with a gun to protect the kids if they need it.
Okay. So that means that you support that. Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you support that or you oppose that?
I support it because that's part of history.
Okay. Do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
Thank you.
Because everybody needs to know what went on.
Okay. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum? Do you support or oppose?
Well, like I said, I think they need to be taught about all the history.
Okay.
Not just some of it, but all of it.
Okay. So you support it.
So they make their own choice.
Okay. So that means that you support that. So do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, next I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, a 5 means it is somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use a number between 0 and 10. Okay?
I don't know.
I'm gonna read you the argument, and then you tell me if it's convincing argument or not convincing. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attend to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Okay, now, in this argument, do you find this convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. In 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Is that a convincing argument or no?
I don't think they need to censor them.
Okay, so
they got to learn everything they can about all the life problems and stuff, so they'll know what's going on.
Okay, so that means that it's a convinced argument. What number would you give me between 0 and 10? Very convincing, a 9, an 8, a 7, a 6, a somewhat convincing.
About a 9.
Thank you. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? The school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How about that argument? 0 to 10. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. 10, very convincing.
9.
Hello?
Wow.
Yes, hi. 0 to 10.
I said a 9.
Oh, thank you.
Like I said, everybody needs to learn all about all of it instead of just covering half of it up and taking part of it out. It's not right. The history books have been prepared for everything.
Okay, I understand that. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. You strongly agree?
No, the teacher should not.
Okay.
The parents should not be able to.
Okay, thank you. That means you didn't change your mind? So you agree?
No, parents should teach their kids at home, and then what the teachers teach them, they should learn from both.
Okay.
That way they know more about what's going on in the world.
Okay, thank you. And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree that teachers need to be teachers.
Okay, thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Sir, you drowned out.
Okay, I'm sorry. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree that they need to learn all of it. All the kids do.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Fifth grade.
I'm sorry?
Fifth grade.
You have a high school diploma? High school graduate?
I went to 10 years. I quit about the last 5 months of the year in the 10th grade and got married.
Okay. That's okay. So you didn't graduate though, right? You didn't graduate high school?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm a homemaker, but I'm retired. I raise a whole bunch of kids.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I am married.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I think I'm a Republican. I don't know. I have to look at my card. I can't remember right now. Throw too many questions at me.
Okay. Well, you said that you're a strong Republican. Strong Republican.
I think I'm a strong one.
You're a strong Republican.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't. Mine are all grown. My baby's 50.
Okay.
And I raised six of them. And
wow.
I adopted a son, and now I've got a stepson, and they're all over 50.
Okay. How a child under the age of 18 living in your household? Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years? Obviously not, right?
I just got a bunch of grandkids that attend them.
No, it's got to be yours. And do you have a child?
No, they're not mine.
Okay. And now also, thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I don't classify myself as either one of them.
Hello?
I don't classify myself as any of them.
No.
I vote for who I want to vote for, and I do what I want to do, and just personally give me some more money so I can live on it.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
I don't have any idea. I just know I'm a modern person. I stay home and I do what I have to do.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religion services twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Do what now?
How often do you attend church or religious services?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
I used to go every Sunday, and then I used to go on Wednesday, and sometime on Saturday, depending on what we was having at the church. We had Bible school, we went. Kids too.
Okay, awesome. For which of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if it applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
I am a Christian.
No, a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian.
I'm a born-again Christian.
Okay, thank you. Applies to you, okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide?
The what?
An educator, such as a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide. Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
No.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
I guess you call it rural. I mean, we're right on the line of the city and the county, so I guess you call it rural.
No, it's suburban. That's suburbia. If you're in between the city, that's suburbia. Rural means like in
we're
the boondocks.
We're outside of the city.
Okay.
We're outside of the city.
Yeah, that's in suburbia. That's what that's called. Rural will mean like, you know, where they have cows and, you know, yeah, that's
no,
how, that's
I ain't
how
got
you.
Where they have cows, but I wish I was.
Okay. Well, you've been great. Awesome. You made me laugh. Thank you so much. Thank you for completing this survey. It really means a lot to us. Thank you. You're having a good night, okay? Take care.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.